Ohotmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohotmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Glorian to Gorgon.
Glorian. Thomas Gideon was aboard his billionaire parents' private plane when it was caught in a Soviet nuclear test. The plane crashed, killing everyone but Thomas and his father. But the radioactivity was still killing them, so the dad tried experiments to reverse the cellular decay at the expense of the Fantastic Four's lives and using his creation, Dragon Man. It all went wrong, of course, and Gregory Gideon died in his son's arms. Reed Richards never got to find a cure for Gideon because an entity known as the Shaper of Worlds found him first, cured his disease, and turned him into Glorian.
That is a busy Sunday night.
As the Shaper's apprentice, Glorian travels the universe on his rainbow bridge, which is pictured, with enthusiasm and wide-eyed wonder. He has the power to create grand illusions, hold fantasy worlds from people's thoughts and dreams, like the time he sought to make a paradise for the Hulk to give him peace.
Aww.
Then go well.
Oh!
Hulk want no peace!
That's so sad.
Aww.
Question? Is he a gay icon? And if not, why not?
He's a very obscure character. Not an icon at all.
See, I have that, you know that song, you know, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. That's in my head.
Cool.
Singing Gloria.
He's kind of wearing heels, which I kind of like.
Are they heels? They're like ballerines.
They're ballerines.
I understand, though. It kind of looks like a wedge.
Oh, I was like here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a wedge. Point ballet shoes.
I don't think they were going for ballet shoes.
Probably not. It's what they got.
But like with the straps around the legs, like that's super ballerina.
Yeah,
too.
You know when you try to be badass and Roman and you end up being ballerina?
Also, why? Why Roman? Like, she's a former citizen of the United States.
Did he radioactively become Roman?
Retroactively or
radioactively.
Okay.
Well, the person that cured him, is he Roman?
No, he's an alien.
Then none of this makes sense.
Maybe he just really likes Roman fashion and history. So
He was at a toga party.
Maybe.
When this picture was snapped.
He's like a rich guy on a boat, so that's very possible.
Mm. But I thought he was on a jet.
He's on a fucking rainbow.
No, I mean when the Soviet test
private plane, yep.
Oh, sorry, a plane. I pictured it as a boat.
You didn't listen.
You know what he kind of looks like? This is very specific. He kind of looks like that bit in Hercules when he dives in the pool of dead people. He's like slowly aging and stuff and he gets kind of green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That.
Yeah, uh-huh. Definitely.
But his muscles are still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
When was Ohotmu published?
79.
Ancient Rome.
1986.
Ah, that explains his hairdo.
Yes, and the weird headband thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's traditionally Roman.
Yeah, traditional Roman headgear.
If you had a really good body and, like, you know...
What do you mean, if?
No, but I mean that you're, like, super comfortable with your body.
Yes.
And you're roaming around on a rainbow road.
Uh-huh. Roaming around.
Like, wouldn't you want to just wear a blanket?
I don't understand.
If I'm not just going around in the world every day and I'm just living at home, I go around in shit like this at home.
Honestly, a toga is very comfortable. Mm-hmm. I was drunk in a toga once. It was amazing.
Like, I wouldn't want to wear this all the time. I get it. I get it. You go.
Even though it looks like green, his skin's actually gold.
Oh.
And his eyes are pink.
I love it.
That's interesting and creepy.
Yeah, but this is a yellow. This is a comic book yellow.
It's very highlightery.
I think it's because there's like a lining around it that looks
it's like
shiny.
Does he glow as well?
Because I feel like he's glowing.
Because rainbow and glow sticks? Come on. This is a gay rave waiting to happen.
I love that his mode of transportation is rainbow.
Hell yeah.
It reminds me of Generation 1 My Little Pony when Megan had the locket and just opened it and it was just rainbow shooting out. That must be so cool. I know.
Totally.
I know.
Ride the rainbow or just walk on the rainbow? Or does he hopscotch on the rainbow? What?
He seems to be gliding on it, creating it, and...
Could we drive little carts?
Yes, you will see. So,
it's Rainbow Road from Mario Kart. If I'm with him and holding his hand, do I get to ride the rainbow?
Yes.
You're just flailing through it, like,
dragging me in space.
Do I get to sing the song?
Yes.
That's important to me. This is a road, it's called the Rainbow Road.
It's the road that you go when you die. Exactly.
Whatever,
it's from
the internet. Yeah. Because then I would be very pleased if I could just do that nonstop the whole time.
I think if you did that on your first date, be like, I've never heard that before.
I would never get a second date.
I hope he has an Instagram. But you don't need a second date. You get the pictures on the first and then you're done.
I feel like his Instagram would just be like body positivity content and very encouraging and uplifting.
Yeah, and his at is like touched by Midas.
About his powers, like, he can create illusions and everything based on our dreams and aspiration and everything. But, like, if we live in that illusion, other people don't see it, right?
He could include other people in the illusion.
Ah, okay.
That sounds like a great way to have a cheap yet beautiful wedding.
Oh, wow! I thought you were going to say vacation, but wedding.
That was worse.
Amazing. Good idea. The picture would be pretty blank. Pretty dull, but
no one looks at their wedding pictures. My mother still hasn't put her wedding pictures in an album.
Are you certain the groom would not be an illusion?
Oh,
well, I mean, I think that's what he pulled on the Hulk, and that's what the Hulk didn't appreciate. I think.
Wait, he wanted Mary.
Well, there was like a love interest that was maybe.
We're marrying him.
Yeah, in this case, we're marrying
him.
Oh, but he should be a wedding planner.
Yeah.
He should be at events.
Organize this wedding for $5.
No, it's occupation apprentice dream shaper.
Oh, I love it! Also, that is such a millennial job title.
That's amazing, though.
I was actually pretty ready to hate him with the whole Playboy situation,
but he
turned out to be actually much nicer than I expected.
Yeah.
I think he was just a kid when the plane crashed.
Life was a nightmare.
Yeah, he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
I know that it's not fair.
I don't know why you said silver spoon in his mouth, but...
It's an expression that means you're born rich.
No, I know. I don't know why you were saying that, and I was expecting ass, but you said
that. A silver spoon in his ass.
I know!
That is not an expression!
You know what? But let's make it an expression. I thought you were going to say born with a silver ass.
The silver spoon means that you're being fed out of the best. What would a silver spoon in your ass
mean? I don't know.
It means you're being fed with the best.
Is Gloria?
I quit.
Is Gloria hot or not?
I mean,
I'm okay.
After that,
how's his actual personality?
He's lovely.
Wide-eyed.
He's fucking lovely.
Full of wonder and enthusiastic.
Deal breaker.
You know what? I think we all need some positivity in our lives.
You know what?
So
you're right.
I'm haunting this guy, even though I don't really like the outfit. Everything else is fine.
That's a really short skirt.
I would be very uncomfortable in how short that is.
But you do you, Gloria.
But yeah, man, be rocking those rainbows. Hell yeah.
I love the combination of things they decided to put in this character. Like dreams and rainbows and Romans.
Oh my!
And illusions.
Are there other stories where he tries to do good but it kind of doesn't work?
Most.
I feel like that's my feeling too, and that's why I'm like, but hot, because I feel like...
Are you giving him a pity hot?
Yeah, I guess. That's just because, I mean, how will I know that what we're living is true?
That's fine.
Isn't everyone just creating an illusion of who they are and yeah. not trying to show who they really are?
Oh, so shut up.
If I, so if I can end up on a wonderful tropical island for a few days, I have no problem with that.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Ignorance I'm in. Is fucking bliss, man.
Yes, I'm in.
I'm hiding him okay. as his friend.
One thing I find kind of interesting about this is like how intensely masculine he looks versus like the actual powers
that's
that he
right.
has.
That's right.
Yeah.
The contrast, yeah, the contrast there is strange and interesting, and I mean, I'm here for it.
Hmm?
But I'm surprised that they went with that.
Yeah, especially in the 80s, I guess. Well, I mean, I guess.
Or probably the 70s when he was created.
I just saw that his hair is supposed to be orange, and I think that clashes with the pink eyes, so he's out for me.
I'm all for the muscles and ballet shoes.
Alright.
Yeah, I hope he ballet dances on that rainbow. Making dreams come true.
Gods.
Mm.
In the Marvel Universe, there are a lot of beings who call themselves gods, and have for a time been worshipped by humanity. You already know the Norse gods are real, but most pantheons... Don't you?
Yes, of course.
They're the only ones I want to believe in, really.
But most pantheons have a basis in fact. Greek, Egyptian, Indian, Chinese, Aztec, Celtic, Mayan, Inca, African, Native American, Polynesian, Japanese, Persian gods all exist in the Marvel Universe. Most of these pantheons live in another dimension and now rarely interfere with events. Legends say that long before there was complex life on Earth, the elder gods, like Shaitan and Gaia, coalesced from the planet's biosphere. These gods were mostly what we'd call demons, but Gaia was not, and she mated with the very first elder god, the Demiurge, and gave birth to Atum, a more perfect god who would slay all the demons. Atum split into several fertile fragments and became the father of the pantheons that make up the next generation of gods. Some of these have their own entries, like the Asgardians we've already seen. Most don't. Pictured, we have the Demiurge up top, the other elder gods on primeval Earth, Chthon and Gaia and Set.
Gaia that's naked?
Yes.
Hot.
Thor flying with heroic gods from other pantheons. On the other page, the Egyptian gods get a panel, the Chinese gods, and there's Zeus holding a meeting of other pantheon kings on some cloud.
Looks boring.
I was really hoping you were going to say Atum again because I wanted to say bless you.
Me? Atum.
Bless you. And it's funny because it's a god thing.
Comedy.
So gods are a race like we've seen other races on the show.
I'd love to see God's race.
The amazing race, but just gods.
What's that god?
Is it a cat?
He looks like he's in a hot
that
tub.
God?
You're pointing at some little Buddha type figure.
Yeah, but it's made out of cloud.
It's a cloud Buddha. That's awesome, actually. Nice.
So we're supposed to, like,
our gods.
Just
hot.
Like yeah. when we talked about the deviants or the alpha primitive. Like,
yeah, how can we not gods? They will destroy
how
us.
Can we not gods?
No, but the god, like, these gods, they were around, but then they were like, oh, fuck this shit. We're leaving.
Yeah. We're bored.
So, like, I respect them for just, like, letting a sinking ship sink.
Fair.
Mm. They saw,
got out while they still could.
Yeah, yeah. Greener pastures. And
got out.
They saw it failing and they were like, we tried.
Yeah, but this is a life experiment thing. It was nice while it lasted, but let's ride the rainbow.
I like this one that's just a face.
Wasn't he mean?
I know.
Oh, no, that's the one Gaia mated with and made all the bad people.
Well,
bad
she made the good.
She made who?
Atum.
I don't like it. It just looks like if someone threw a tomato.
Oh, my God. That's
is that a face?
Yeah. It's a face.
It's a slut face.
It is not a tomato.
You know what it looks like? Those kind of scary suns that have faces in the middle? You know, there's just like
at the hippie shops?
And like, yeah, you can like hang it in your window or something.
Oh, I have way too many of those at my house. My sister was a teen in the 90s. I appreciate how like incredibly the styles vary and
the diverse
a lot based on like...
Yeah, and it's fine that they include all sorts of pantheon, not just the obvious one. Yeah.
And this dude has a pretty awesome chair.
Oh, yeah.
Like I believe the Chinese gods.
Yeah, that's the best chair.
I love that chair.
I like his hat.
I'm a fan of the godly UN situation going on.
It looks boring,
though. They're on cloud nine.
This is what Woodrow Wilson would have wanted.
The Egyptian gods just look like mummies with accessories. Their faces, they all look very,
I think it's just bad detailing.
Yeah.
They look not quite the close-up we would expect.
No. Like, the face on the chair is much more defined than the face on the Egyptian. I love these guys on chariots.
Chariots of fire. What?
Well, there is one. Is that a Mercury or something?
Question. In the Marvel Universe, is there indigenous gods? Except Polynesian, because you said Polynesian. But any other indigenous gods?
I said Native American.
Yeah. You did? Oh, I wasn't listening during your epic rap.
And you see one there, yeah.
Yeah, there's one right here.
Oh, I'm sitting far.
Don't be afraid to borrow it.
Yeah.
Rip it out of there. Yeah.
No. I thought you were
They're hogging the comics.
Yes, I'm really going to rip your original 1986 Ohatmu.
Yeah, I feel like the fact that you yelled at me for spilling water earlier totally
just sidetracked. Not on it, to be
that
clear.
That is not what happened.
It was a meter from the original comic.
Meter.
He was banging on a table, screaming.
It was a heavy concern.
There were tears. We were reminded of the pricelessness of this artifact.
We were almost kicked out.
I think gods are okay, but not that exciting.
I feel like gods are...
Well, let's ask you. Are gods hot or not?
To me, they're inaccessible.
Oh, yeah. That's a good word.
Like, ultimately, I'm going to say hot, but I feel like I would never want to meet them.
They're like pop stars.
Yeah, I'm fine with them
even
just existing.
Like Thor, you know, like any of these guys could have taken Thor's heroic. Like,
are there many gods that are actually actively in comics like Thor? Or like none of, they're more like accessories in the background?
There are very few that actually
So how come
live
Thor
with
stuck around?
Muscles.
I mean, Thor's a ways away, but he's got a connection with
those
humanity.
Why?
His dad cursed him to come down here, so...
Yeah, I love Thor, because we get to, like, you know, get more out of him. But
those pantheons that have gone...
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Like,
they're concepts more than anything else. They're abstract.
I have studied, like, Egyptian gods in the past. I think that stuff is very interesting, but, like, I don't want to meet Ra. I'm fine.
And they'd be always too busy to go on date.
Yeah, I feel like if you're a god, you're fairly, you know... Actually, I don't know, maybe you're not busy. Maybe once you've created stuff, you just peace out. I don't know.
Yeah, it's either... Maybe you're like... Either you're very chill, or you're like a doctor who's always kind of on call, and if something happens, like, their phone rings, and they're like, oh, I have to go do an operation.
Because a lot of these gods are quite sexually active.
Yeah, I see them more as, like, retired people that are finally free and, like...
To have sex.
You'd be surprised how much sex is happening in old folks' home. It's creating problems.
There's a bunch of STDs. Ain't that some shit?
Protect yourself.
Yeah.
At all stages of life.
I mean, I'm okay with having tons of sex and stuff, but...
Like, can they say, I shall have sex and not create anything but joy?
I just feel like there's a bunch of stories where, like, Zeus had sex with somebody and then a child happened and it
Somebody or something.
Yeah, and it didn't seem like, oh, great. You know?
I mean, just look at Loki with all these...
But what
adventures.
Maybe what happened that they horses. Stopped making babies? How come they don't
too,
make babies anymore?
They hit menopause and then...
They figured out what condoms were.
Gotta pause.
Gotta pause. Gotta pause it.
I feel like when they create children, they like just rip pieces of themselves off and stuff.
Yeah, some of them do.
It never seems to be joyous like a baby. Like, there's never a baby shower that follows.
Well, I picture that as like babies falling from the sky.
Yeah. What if God was one of us? Just a slob like one of us.
Goliath.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, but ooh.
Eric Jostin is basically a mercenary that's worked for various other villains, though mostly Baron Zemo and usually against the Avengers. He's had several identities, including the Smuggler and Power Man, and at one point was temporarily given super strength by the kind of ionic ray that created Wonder Man. Chasing that high, he found a scientist willing and able to make him strong again, but was also subject to Pym particles, and that turned him into Goliath. At normal size, he can lift 20 to 30 tons, but at his full height of 60 feet, that goes up to 100 tons or more. No matter the size, he's still a cheap thug, a bragging bully who likes to humble opponents with sheer power and wants revenge on the Avengers for all his defeats.
I feel like that's not gonna go well, honey.
Pictured with Wonder Man in his hand as Iron Man shoots him in the chest.
Wonder Man?
Well, I mean, he's far.
In 20 years.
You can see his eyes flashing because he's full of ionic energy in that first panel. On the next page, he's taking off his shirt, growing to giant size, and bursting through the West Coast Avengers compound.
He's taking off his shirt and growing to his size. Casually.
Didn't we already get a Goliath?
Black Goliath?
Yeah.
Giant man? Yeah.
Still, so, what is this?
Tan Goliath?
Slightly orangey, fleshy Goliath?
Well, Goliath.
He's the guy who stole the name of the two first Goliaths.
He stole their name.
Well, he's Goliath 3. He's like the third Goliath.
Yet again, it's still not a gargoyle. Unimpressed.
So, like... He's so lame.
I dislike his face.
He has some major crazy eyes.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Look at that one pupil that's not complete. It's crazy looking.
It's like shining.
So,
creepy.
You said he was known as the Smuggler. Mm-hmm. I feel like a smuggler should be known as a smuggler.
Sorry.
That's just a point I wanted to make.
I was just foreshadowing his eventual identity as Goliath.
I'd rather say Goliath.
I feel like the letter on his chest is the question I have.
Why does he exist?
But no one there's knows. A V also.
Yeah,
there.
I'm like, V.
For very unimpressed.
Man, he's been like... the henchman from so many people, like he can't even have his own mission and do his own thing. He has to work for someone.
I feel like this guy went to Fabricville to make his own costume because he doesn't have the budget to have a cool costume, but all the cool fabrics were already taken, so he's left with like orange and brown.
It almost... I mean, he found very good fabric that could really stretch, though.
Well, I mean, it is Marvel Fabricville. Special.
Yeah. And he's like, oh man, what do I put on my feet? Everybody fucking, bucket boots!
He does not have an ounce of original thought.
No.
What about the I've been studded watching belt? Project
Runway. I was going to say, the part that bothers me is the studded belt.
I mean, we've seen this.
It doesn't make him a stud.
And it matches the gloves, which is lame.
Ugh, matchy matchy bullshit.
It feels like he saw other people. He just like stole different bits of other people's costumes because he couldn't think of a thing to do.
Well, just like he stole his powers from Wonder Man.
Yeah, like I feel
and
like...
And then from Goliath.
His whole persona, from his personality to his powers to his dress, is just stolen.
So unoriginal. He's basically derivative, but like a bad derivative. He's that,
It's not inspired. It's like, not an homage.
He's like the cheap Chinese version of an iPhone. We're like, I know this should work, but it doesn't.
So you're saying he's a bootleg supervillain.
Yeah.
I think that he is totally forgettable. Like, in half an hour, I won't remember who this guy is.
I'm looking forward to not remembering.
I'm gonna listen to this episode when it comes out and be like, who the fuck are they talking about?
They. Those people in the speakers.
These wonderful, smart women that I don't know.
Gosh, they're funny.
Something's gonna bring a dissenting opinion. I can feel it.
What?
She was just admiring this.
No, I was actually looking at the bare chest and saying no.
Oh.
Blech. Does he wax?
I think so.
He's also suffering from no nipples, which is a whole hot new constant.
No nipples. Oh, it's really upsetting.
It is. It bothers me deeply when I see it.
And I think he looks even worse without his mask.
Does he ever, like,
His face really
succeed
squared.
At anything?
Stealing ideas.
Well,
his hobbies must be hella boring.
Just like, oh, you like this? I like that too. Oh,
I like four wheelings. I like five wheeling.
The chess picture reminds me of like those 80s books that your mom would read, where the guy's just like, yeah, with the wind in the hair.
Your
and like,
mom.
Ah, your mom. Sorry.
Your mom. Sorry.
I'm not that old. My mom read them. We have thousands of them in the basement. Well, someone, we're selling them one day.
Are they in English or in French?
English.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
You like them in French?
Oddly, yes.
My mom.
What are the sexy words they use?
Honestly, it has given me quite a vocabulary for when I had a long-distance relationship. So.
Oh. There you go.
Kind of useful.
So is Goliath
no.
hot or not?
I think it's clear that
boring.
No. Well, I have to ask the question.
Generic.
Who?
Yeah. Your 50 feet of good are now matched by my 50 feet of evil.
Gorgon, one of the Inhumans' royal family, cousin to Black Bolt, and serving as royal administrator, Gorgon... Like other Inhumans, he was subjected to the mutagenic Terrigen Mist as an infant, and it gave him great strength. He can lift a car, as pictured on the next page.
Wow, okay.
And,
well, congrats.
And also hooves.
I know.
That can be used to create shockwaves by stomping them. Naturally, his kicks are devastating. He's probably the most patriotic Inhuman.
Aww.
Quick and fierce to defend his people. He's stubborn, and his opinions, once formed, are unshakable. Also pictured using a shockwave on the Fantastic Four and a lot of other stomping. And we also see him in his civilian clothes.
So he's a fawn.
A big ass fawn.
I kind of love
hashtag big ass fawn.
What's happening in the crotch?
Oh my god, the tension in the pants is so strong.
I know.
Yeah. And he has to release it.
We haven't had like a bulge watch in a while, but like
one is
hashtag bulge watch.
Like I can't look. Does he have a face? I don't know. I can't from the bulge.
Does he have a face?
I don't know if he has a face. I would be too...
I just look at the crotch. I can't look anywhere else.
Well, now that you mention it...
Yeah, it's screaming to get out.
I was originally looking at his pants, looking, why are they modeled after a football, but...
And that crotch thing is in the other pictures as well.
What?
That's pretty much constant, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Look, oh! That's
so he has
so upsetting. Tight. He should get different pants.
Yeah, like, or he should keep those pants.
No. Maybe he has that condition where...
His dick is huge?
I think we should buy him anti-scanner pants.
A real horrible medical.
I was gonna say he's always erect, but you know.
What? There's a condition.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Someone sued Arlie Davidson for that.
What?
Yeah. He rode a Harley and it gave him a permanent erection.
Oh my god.
That's and crazy. Did he win?
I don't know. I just know that
you can't tell these stories.
Well, let me go.
Okay, so that movie Lost Boys.
No.
With the vampires.
With the vampires.
Yes.
He feels like he'd be from that universe, and he'd be like a crazy vampire fighter kind of guy who'd be friends with the two boys, the Coreys. He'd be like the kooky, like, I'm gonna help you guys.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about Lost Boys, which is a very surprising reference coming from Amélie.
Like, from
given
Neverland?
Her age, I mean.
It is a very sexually awakening movie, okay?
I love me a vampire.
Also,
he's too bulky to be a vampire.
I kind of actually...
No, hunter. He's like, he's the hunter. Yeah, he's helping the Coreys.
Although his hair is very Edward, what's his name?
Oh,
that was in Twilight.
Yeah, it's very up. Oh, it's not those kind of vampires though.
Not the lame kind of vampires.
No, it's better vampires. They're sexy.
The collar is a Christmas tree.
It's a stiff collar.
Update. It's not Harley Davidson. It's BMW.
Well,
it's a 2-hour drive that gave him a 2 years erection.
God. Jesus Christ! And he only did something after 2 years?
And since then, now it goes down, but when it goes up, it takes freaking long to go down again.
That's so weird.
And the
my goodness.
The lawsuit was tossed from court. So I hope so.
How can you work?
You can't. That's the thing. Oh, he sued them because he couldn't, like, get out in public because he was
always wrecked. But how did he go... Must have been that motorcycle, right?
Oh, it's been proven, technically, because of the vibration and the seat.
Yeah, but it wasn't necessarily that motorcycle. It could have hurt it any motorcycle.
I know, but it was the one he rode!
I imagine it started happening immediately afterwards.
Wow. Anyway.
Wow. He kind of gives me off some Wolverine
He
vibes.
Kind of gets you off. Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree. He's very Wolverine.
It's like if Wolverine was like Robin Hood and had a mirror in his face.
Oh, I was thinking...
And an amazing crunt wet.
I was thinking Wolverine, like, in a desert, because of the colors remind me of, like, something you would wear in a desert.
Oh, he's very scrappy.
To me, it's very, like, in a damp forest colors.
Yeah.
Like, you're in a forest in October after a rain.
Or, like, Australian.
Oh, yeah, okay. I can see that.
So he's basically Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. And I love Hugh
Jackman. Oh, Hugh Jackman. He sings and dances on his hooves. What a delight. Yeah,
he's an outback Hugh Jackman.
I mean... Hugh Jackman, then.
Let's talk more about Hugh Jackman. But we already know he's hot. Or not.
Very hot.
That's
I actually like the beard here.
Oh, same.
I feel like sometimes the beards in these things kind of look silly. Like, it just looks like fluff that they, like, stuck
on. But that looks
like a real beard.
I like the hair, too. It's different.
I actually love the look. I must say it. Colors and everything. I kind of Josie.
Just cover the bulge and I'm good to go.
Oh, no.
I'm still fine with the bulge.
Uncover the bulge.
It just looks like you're touching the bulge. Yeah. Is the problem. Yeah. It doesn't look like you're covering it. It looks like you're...
you're engaging with the bulge. My only problem is the hooves. I think it's kind of weird.
It's cool as hell. Why not?
Well, because they're hiding the hooves. If you look on the next page, I'll draw your attention to like a different design.
This one?
The big middle panel.
This one too.
Like, you can see in that panel where it's just like the hooves without boots.
Mm.
So you've got two possibilities where it looks really fawn-like, and then the other one he has feet with a hoof underneath.
You know what? When I think about a fawn, I think about James McAvoy.
Yeah.
So,
why?
You're ready to...
Yes, he was one.
There's so many movies I haven't seen.
Are you ready to fawn over him?
Yeah!
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah.
What's on his head?
Yeah, I don't understand.
That's confusing.
It kind of looks like a butterfly a bit.
I thought it was glasses.
He's in touch with his feminine side.
It's a weird design element.
we noticed.
It looks like it's a headband. It's like a tiara. And I think it's kind of casts a shadow over his face as if to give him a mask.
Oh.
But there's no mask. It's really...
Oh, that's clever. Good job.
You can tell when he's lifting the beetle that there's no mask.
I love that someone that doesn't have the pictures of is he living and lifting a cockroach?
I was thinking just Ringo Starr.
All good examples.
Well, you know, when they're listening to the podcast, they're supplemental. They can look at.
Yes, all these pictures are at the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
So go check them out.
Page, so
I guess it might be like, as you said, a tiara or something. He's part of the royal family, after all. So
he's like a cousin.
And I feel like
he's barely royal.
He's the royal administrator.
What does an administrator do? Like, is he like answering the phone calls and filing and stuff?
I feel like he's punching things and, like, stamping. He's stamping documents. Approve!
Schedules.
He must be, like, the kingdom ED or something.
What does he mean, ED?
Executive director?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's gonna executive direct a hoove in your face.
Schedules and budgets. And
executive
direct my sex life?
And his hands are gigantic.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, that is scary.
Oh my god, my hands and his would be, like, lost.
Never mind your hands on his hands. Imagine on that thing.
If you would
be holding his hand, you just crush her hand.
Are you mimicking a hand or a penis? Not clear.
We gotta work on her mime work. Especially for the listeners. They can't follow.
I'm good with charades.
I'm normally better. Clearly you've never played strip charades.
What about the personality element?
I like him, actually.
Is he? Oh, he's like patriotic?
Yeah.
Well, he's very protective of the royal family and of the Inhumans in general.
Would he be protective of me?
I suppose.
If he loves me?
Yeah, aww. I suppose. But he's also very stubborn.
I think I need that, though, to keep it exciting and keep me on my toes.
You need the...
Yeah. Fighting. Hoofs. Whereas Glorian is, like, so positive and so perfect in his little world, I feel this one is more, like, realistic. He feels more human. And he's an Inhuman. Exactly. So that's weird. But
aren't the Inhumans bad?
No.
Okay, I'm confused.
They used to have a society with slaves. This royal family freed the slaves.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
All those alpha primitives.
The executive directed it.
So he like signed the release forms?
Yeah. No, he stamped it with his dick.
That was quite the imagery, Shotgun. I feel a little flush.
I can't breathe.
Is Gorgon hot or not?
He's fucking terrific.
He's hot.
Yeah.
I would terrifically fuck him.
I am slightly aroused.
He is more than slightly aroused.
You're welcome, guys.
Is it the last one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Play something sexy and raw.
Is that your suggestion of something sexy and raw?
Song, you make love.
He's never gonna dance again. He has hooves.
Guilty feet ain't got no rhythm.
Art credits: Glorian by Carrie Gammell, Gods No New Art, Goliath by Jim Fern, Gorgon by Larry Lieber.
Beginning in 2018, the Who's Who podcast enters the 1990s with our coverage of the Loose Leaf editions.
Featuring Superman by Jerry Ordway,
The Joker by Brian Bolland,
Wonder Woman by George Perez,
Sandman by Mike Dringenberg,
Batman by Norm Breyfogel,
The JLI by Adam Hughes,
Eclipso by Bart Sears,
The Legion of Superheroes by Keith Giffen,
Dark Stars by Travis Charest,
Lobo by Simon Bisley,
Kent Shakespeare by Chris Sprouse? Who is that?
Doomsday by Tom Grummett.
Wait, are we covering these by issue or in alphabetical order?
The Justice Society of America by Mike Parabek.
The Forever People again? You are f***ing kidding me.
Doom Patrol by Richard Case.
I'm so confused.
And many more. The Who's Who podcast, going boldly into the 90s.
A proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network, I guess.
Female bag.
Yay! Woo!
We're looking at episode number 42 and comments on your comments about gore, Ghost Rider, Gladiator, and Glamour.
Woo!
Without a U.
Wrong.
Let's start with gore. Ugh. Ange says, one of the things I love about this show is that the gang's comments can often irrevocably change the way I look at characters. Gore's head will always be a dinner roll now, and specifically a pretzel roll.
You're welcome.
Vera Wild says, I'm honestly pretty impressed with just how alien this design is, having grown up on Star Trek and now being over the basically human but with one weird face thing image of aliens. The more inhuman they look, the more I tend to like it. Eric says, as to why he didn't use his powers to cure the two deformed deviants rather than sacrifice them, I don't know whether his powers were unique to him or whether other priest lords could manipulate DNA as well. If the other priest lords didn't have this power, then it was probably a tradition by the time he came to power. Also, I don't remember for certain, but I think in the 80s Eternals miniseries, it was revealed that he wasn't actually killing the sacrifices, but was secretly keeping them alive to be his slaves or soldiers.
I don't know if it's better.
I almost felt good.
Yeah, it was good, and I was like, weird. Oh, he's like a knight. No.
And when the ladies asked whether Gore could manipulate their DNA, I believe the comic made it clear that his powers only worked on deviants and not on humans. Oy. To change a human's appearance, the deviants needed a special machine rather than Gore's powers, and it didn't work too well. There's someone in the Book of the Dead that got there for exactly this reason.
No. Ooh.
I guess I won't be a brunette.
But you like being blonde.
I know.
But it could change it back and forth.
Okay. These are other ways than genetic manipulation for that. Ghost Rider. So the shorts thing.
Yeah, that was quite controversial.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of comments about it. Either people couldn't see it that way, or they could, or always did, or never could.
Those are indeed all the possibilities.
Yeah. All experiences were represented. But special mention to Aaron Bias for going the extra mile and sending me pics of the Lone Ranger spandex pants.
Oh, God, that was crazy.
In the 50s TV show. And Bradley Null was on your side and had this story to tell. I've had this argument about this page. I know they aren't shorts because I lost the argument.
With the woman.
No, but the argument came from a cowboy, in quotes, a cowboy, really a drunk redneck with a cowboy hat, who said, "That's stupid, cowboys don't wear shorts."
You see so many details on his knees.
Yeah.
Spandex?
It's very tight.
That's very, very tight or very thin.
If it was spandex and that tight, we would see more of the bulge. And
true.
We don't.
That is true. Oh, that's true.
It's kind of like he's wearing like kind of loose pants and then incredibly tight pants. It's like, as well.
You're not going to budge, guys. This is it.
You're not going to bulge?
Chris Franklin brings up a piece of trivia I was aware of, but I couldn't fit into the show. He says Ghost Rider was actually published by a different publisher that was not a forerunner of Marvel. Magazine Enterprises was founded by one-time DC editor Vin Sullivan, and Ghost Rider was co-created by artist Dick Ayers, who went on to work for Marvel and brought the character with him when the trademark lapsed. Marvel scooped it up, and that IP has made them quite a bit of money.
Interesting.
Vera Wild says there's something about this that just makes me feel like he stepped out of a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah.
The gang's going to pull his mask off and find out it was Old Man Withers all along. And it may be a good place to talk about Tim Price's stories about his cavalier pregnant wife.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, all right.
He says Mrs. Priest does not have horses anymore. Her last one went to the big pasture in the sky, and she decided it was time to drop that expensive hobby. Mr. Priest just wrote the checks. But he says, "I can tell you my wife liked Bay Browns, and they usually had a white flash down the face and one or more white legs that looked like socks.
Yeah,
favorite snacks were apples or carrots." He's giving us a lot of details, but I did ask.
I love it. I live for it.
She was not writing when she was pregnant, or that far pregnant, because that's a frightening image when you're expecting twins. Trust me, she had no interest in any bouncing with that much baby in there. Way too painful. And Tim also put an extra U in every character name.
Yay!
That's with the glamour, but not in the right places. Glamour and...
Thank you for trying.
Yeah, it's very sweet that you tried. That story made me think of something, though, because he said the horse went to the big pasture in the sky. And you know, in the city, when your dog dies, it goes to a nice farm. So if your dog's already on a nice farm...
Where does it go?
He goes to a nice city. Dog moved to the city! And it's suddenly a sitcom. Okay.
Eric says, "I'm amazed by how accurately they envisioned the scenario of killing a stalker in self-defense and then being stalked by his ghost. Because that's pretty much exactly what happened with Mockingbird and Phantom Rider."
Mm. Lovely.
That's horrifying. I mean, women do spend all this time thinking about how men could make their lives terrible.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
The self-defense thing.
Yeah, even when you kill your stalkers, they continue to follow you.
Gladiator.
Hey!
First, let's quickly mention that everyone and their brother were pissed at me for making disparaging comments about Kurt Swan, the artist. It's hardly original of me.
It was okay with me.
Yeah,
I was fine with it.
Tell him to suck it, Mike.
Suck it.
You told him friends.
So Ange says, "It's very hard for me to like him as a character. He's supposed to be a Superman derivative, but he's always so freaking pompous. It is like a stain on Superman, all the way from the Marvel Universe. Vera Wild says, no, no, God, no, fuck, no, are you serious, no, fuck off out of here, fucking no, everything is just an avalanche of no about this. The color, the outfit, the goddamn mohawk, it's like somebody was trying to create the worst superhero ever designed. Honestly, it was the mohawk that fully broke me, because I'm looking at the square-jawed, doofy, upright-looking guy, and then I see the hair and think, yeah, right, dude, that's not even close to who you are. You're embarrassing yourself. It screams midlife crisis. And that's even before getting into the super-impressed-with-himself bullshit. I get enough of that from certain political figures that will go unnamed.
Nothing like a Vera Wild rant.
I feel like I want to go on a bad date, then call Vera.
About it, and then we can bitch together.
Yeah.
No, no.
Sounds like a good time.
You get to her house with wine and like, you will never get what date I went on. Oh my god.
With
and
the t-shirt, this is like wine o'clock.
It's very like, easy to read these rants. I feel like there's a flow.
Yeah.
Makes it easy.
I know she's good at it.
Mike Dana says, I always wanted to get into this character, but I just never did. And now, because of the ladies, I have less desire to do so.
Good. You're welcome.
If I don't believe in him, does he have power over me? Or is it just his belief in himself? This seems like a slippery slope unless he's so egotistical he believes in himself all the time. Yeah. Maybe I'm back on board with this character because I just have so many questions on how this works.
Yeah.
Ward Hill Terry says, does the daredevil faux gladiator appear in the series? Think the ladies would go for a guy with spinning saws on the back of his hands?
Oh.
What? Why?
He's in the Book of the Dead, that's a ways away.
20 years.
The why is comics. Martin Gray says,
I mean, why would we be into it?
Oh,
like, what about the show says, I'd love a saw on the back of your head?
Did you listen to it?
We're weird.
I'm sure Jose would say something about back scratching.
My skin would die.
Wood cutting, you know, maybe building a house. I mean,
camping.
Useful in camping. Yeah.
You guys ASMR would give it a hot. Wood cutting.
What about like shaving my legs?
Yes. If they're small saws, it could be for ASMR.
Yeah.
I hate ASMR.
Oh, I live for it. Love ASMR.
Shush, shush.
You mean
shh. Martin Gray says, I always assumed Gladiator was a Mon-El analog, not a Superboy substitute. Then again, Philip Wiley's pulp hero Gladiator was an influence on the creation of Superman, so maybe I'm wrong. That chest symbol is, by the way, a stylized G for Gladiator.
Where? How?
In what world?
I mean, if you look at it crooked...
I believe you, but I don't think that's legit.
Also, I agree with the Mon-El appearance. He's more like... It looks more like Mon-El.
You're
me.
Wrong. And here's why. There's a reference on Wikipedia. Well, some people said the belt. The belt makes it not Mon-El. But the... Mon-El doesn't have a belt there, and that's like a yellow belt for Superman. But
the belt makes it not good.
Well, here's from the horse's mouth.
Okay. Wikipedia is the horse's mouth?
No. The reference is on Wikipedia, and it comes from...
Who's written by a horse?
It's in the X-Men Companion. Interviewer Peter Sanderson asks Gladiator co-creator Dave Cockrum, the artist, how about the Imperial Guard? Can you give us a key as to who is who? The leader, Gladiator, is supposed to be Superboy? Cockrum answers, Superboy, sure. Okay, sounds non-committal. But later, Sanderson comments, there's the leader, Gladiator, coming right from the Philip Wiley novel Superman was based on. Cockrum replies, that's why we did that.
Sorry, did what I...
There was a character called Gladiator in a novel that Superman was more or less based on back in the 30s. So
okay,
Gladiator was like... It's going back to the roots of Superman, so making a Superman analog.
Jesus.
That's almost clever.
Still didn't get well extended.
I still think it looks more like... It has the same color and everything as Mon-El, so whatever.
Who's Mon-El?
Don't you remember? Back from our Legion days?
God.
The one Anne-Marie
married.
Oh, yeah. And then he did marry him.
Back in the younger days.
So he was
days.
Also named Valor?
Can we change the Gladiator's name to Sadiator?
I'm glad he's sad.
Good job. Let's look at glamour. Gene Hendricks thought it important to note that as someone from New Jersey, they don't have an accent. Not the accent that we're thinking of. Not the nanny accent.
Sure, yeah.
Most of what people consider Jersey accents are actually from New York transplants or vacationers. A good portion of the women do dress like glamour, though. Except for the fishnets. Replace them with leggings and you've got the picture. Ange says, I don't want to say she is hot, but she seems... Or it's more like a, ooh, I don't know. I don't know how to read that. I don't want to say she is hot, but she seems just like the type I would have fallen for in younger years. I am pretty sure I did her calculus homework in high school in hopes of getting a date. Spoiler alert, lots of calculus homework, no dates.
I'd date someone if they did my calculus homework. I'd make that deal.
I tried that. It didn't work.
She did the calculus.
I wasn't smart enough to do other people's homework.
I remember hating calculus, so if someone wanted to do it for me, then do me, sure.
I know my calculus. It says you plus me equals us.
That's a sweet reference for anybody out there.
Yeah.
That's not really calculus, is it?
What?
Seems pretty simple an equation to be calculus.
I don't know. Is love simple? Never.
Vera Wild says, I wanted her to redeem this episode, but I really just can't. I'm down with fishnets and have never found them as uncomfortable as the ladies, but I hate the hair and the puffy sleeves. Also, there's something so contrived that she has a power set that basically perfectly aligns with the kinds of tricks that sage magicians already do.
Yeah.
It just smacks of a corporate planning meeting, some douchebag chomping on a cigar going, okay, what about a superhero magician? Somebody pitch me her powers.
I can see that.
Martin Gray says, Glamour's look is simply pants, but I love the power set. Just perfect. And I love matching married super types. And then there's Eric, who says, the reason for her New Jersey origins is that Richard Howell, the artist of the Vision and Scarlet Witch miniseries and this Oh Hot New Entry, lived in Leonia, New Jersey at the time, and maybe still does, I don't know. Writer Steve Englehart had the heroes move to Leonia as a shout-out to his collaborator and possibly so that Howell could draw locations he was familiar with rather than have to get photo reference from the locale.
Interesting. Convenience. Before the internet.
And that's the mailbag, although I did want to mention that Shotgun appeared on television recently, which did draw some comments. It was like a French...
How did this happen? I missed part of this.
Yeah, French news broadcast. Local, regional, provincial. This edition covers four provinces.
Yeah.
So Shotgun somehow ends up on...
I love how you're undermining her in this whole story.
Explaining it like she wandered into it.
Well, for us watching, it's like somehow Shotgun's sitting in a comic book store discussing Captain Marvel and feminism.
It was basically what happened, except I was invited to do it.
It was not your normal Tuesday afternoon?
No, definitely not. I actually took time off from the job to do that.
Well, people who listened to the show and saw it online had mixed feelings about it. They all thought you looked very professional and looked like you knew what you were talking about, but of course they didn't speak French.
So they have no idea what I said?
Right. Seemed very well. But
they understood like Disney.
Did they say like... Oh, she doesn't have an accent in French.
To be fair, you were standing there going, croissant, croissant, croissant.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, croissant.
Baguette. Fromage. Foudou-fa-fa.
Aïe.
On the negative, they were disappointed that the Chiron didn't call you Oh Hot Moo Girl.
Yeah! Also, I was going under my real name and not under Shotgun. I thought about that.
You thought about using Shotgun?
No! I never thought about using Shotgun, I never thought about putting Oh Hot Moo Girl. Basically because this podcast is in English and it's a French television show. Plus,
your parents were watching?
No, my parents in Florida are in Florida. They don't know a thing about that.
Oh, how French-Canadian of them.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. It could offend some
it's
people.
It's not the place or time.
I don't know.
Also, kind of explaining to a news person. Okay, Oh Hot Moo. Yes, Oh Hot Moo. Or not.
The great superhero.
I was just there to talk about diversity in Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah, I was referred by a friend.
Who's been on some of our shows, not this one, obviously. But you might have heard Fred Manasson on Give Me That Star Trek, or maybe Give Me That Star Trek.
And he had he had the good sense of telling the reporter that, you know what, you're going to talk about diversity. How about you have to talk about a woman to talk about it instead of me? So he pitched a couple of names, and I was the only one that was available.
Was anyone else pitched?
I was not.
I was not.
I'm too heavy to be pitched.
I was pitched, but I wasn't available.
Yeah, so was I.
Oh, well. It would have been not. A Hohaku girl anyway.
Mm-hmm. We would have all been standing in a comic shop pretending to read comics.
I would have totally talked about the podcast, because that is the comic book store that I one day hope to be recognized for my voice.
You have a very, very ambitious hopes and dreams.
And you'll have to speak when you're there.
But my romance comedy theater sexy voice.
I want
that's
to,
how you address people?
You want to be a fly on the wall when you're in, like, Comic-Con and you're like, ooh, Superman. This is one of my favorite editions.
You should just say your lines. Like, you should just be saying them out loud.
You do realize that our actual, like, constant fans can't tell even between us who we are.
I never want anyone at Coming Hunter to know who I am, except the, she buys manga often.
We'll have 2 packs of Pokemon cards.
Are you either Isabel or Natalie or Amelia or Isabel or Mike?
One day, guys, people will know.
We okay. should go to a Comic-Con and cosplay as each other and confuse the fuck out of everyone.
I'm cosplaying Mike.
We're actually all Mike.
We should all wear Mike's t-shirt.
Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these 4 characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
I'm off to decide if superheroes are fuckable or not.
What do you mean? Where are you going?
What is this activity?
Oh, I'm on a podcast. Do guys eat cheese?
They eat Ferrero Rochers, actually.
I am set for life. Not a sponsor. Other chocolates exist, though they might not be as delicious.
Very true.
And I'm not sure about gods, but I know angels eat Philadelphia cream cheese.
Ah, that's right, yeah.